fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Small Jean Genie snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters.
All right, 45 after. That's right, Dave. We're talking about Mongols. All right, welcome back to it. Todd Wood, my next guest, editor-in-chief of Czarism.com and the threat assessment for the Washington Times. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back on, Steve.
Where are you today?
I am in the Balkans. We are setting up an office for Czarism in Albania to cover the Balkan region, so I'm here making that happen.
And how's Albania this morning? Well, it must be mid-morning by now.
Yeah, well, it's afternoon, actually. But it's nice.
It's Albania.
Can't complain.
There you go. Obviously, though, on that side of the pond, you also got news that Barbara Bush passed at 92, a woman who I think did a fine job as first lady, not terribly political, but on occasion would insert herself, didn't care for Donald Trump, I don't believe. Any comments, thoughts on that? Did we lose him?
I'm here still, Steve. I'm here.
There you go. All right. The Albanian connection just fizzled for just a moment there, Todd. There you go. Anyhow, thoughts on Barbara Bush passing?
Sorry about that. Well, she's was a wonderful woman, obviously. I think did a lot for her country and for the American people. But good things to say about her life.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I know we're going to talk about the relationship between China and the United States and President Xi and so forth. But on that point, I guess the big story that I really saw yesterday, and I was, I got to be honest, I was impressed. Mike Pompeo spent part of his Easter weekend meeting with Kim Jong-un in the North Korean dictator, which impacts not only our relationship with China, but could have a massive impact on the world. Can you imagine if the nuclear threat is removed from the Korean Peninsula, if America finally is able to end, because honestly, the Korean War has never officially ended. This is a huge deal, is it not?
It is, Steve. And Pompeo's impressive. If you look into his background, he's a West Point grad. He was an Army officer. He built several businesses. He was a congressman and head of the CIA and now Secretary of State. So an impressive individual, and I think Trump has really built a strong team around himself to handle our foreign policy, and I'm quite impressed with the results that's happening.
Here it is, and you believe that Donald Trump has President Xi's number in China, and obviously this has a big impact on China because the next step, the next natural progression, if you end the war, you denuclearize the peninsula. The next thing is unification, reunification of the peninsula. I mean, that's pretty a natural, inkling to go there. And then China would have a competitive force because let's look at what the South Koreans are, an absolute economic engine, doing $1.5 trillion in economic output, while the North Koreans are doing $14 billion total. I mean, it's not even remotely close. You turn that into an economic engine, the Chinese, not too happy about that, I'd guess.
Yeah, I don't think they want reunification, obviously, because, again, as you said, that will be a capitalist democratic powerhouse and China and Russia at border. So, I think you're going to see a big pushback from China and probably from Putin. But they think that Trump has really pushed the buttons of China and Russia and is not afraid to go there, which needed to be done 30 years ago. But
sure,
finally we have a leader that can really make things happen.
Now, you look back and you wonder now, because Mike Pompeo started these overtures to North Korea right after it was announced that he was going to be installed as Secretary of State, and Rex Tillerson was on his way out. Do you think there was some pushback from Tillerson, or Tillerson wasn't bought in on this whole North Korean deal? Or I'm just trying to read some tea leaves here. What do you think happened there, because Pompeo obviously has stepped right up and said, let's get this done?
I think that the problem was that you needed to have an American leader who would stand up for the American people and their national security and not for globalist corporations. And I think that, unfortunately, I think Rex Tillerson is a very good man, but I don't think he fit that mold. And I think Pompeo does completely. And, of course, in the long run, our corporate interests will be served much better by having a strong national security status and ending the war in the Korean Peninsula. And, you know, in the long run, there'll be much better things to come for the American people, but we're going to have to go through a little bit of pain to get there. But, you know, the pain so far doesn't seem to be as bad as people made it out to be.
And I guess the other part of this relationship with China that seems to be working in our favor now, because, you know, 2 weeks ago or three, the entire press corps was in a lather because of the tariffs and so forth, which they don't even know or care about, but they had to make something into a headline about how, you know, this China was going to, you know, attack America. We'd be in a trade war. All of a sudden, China's backing up, just like the president said they would. They're backing up and say, well, let's make a deal. And all of a sudden, everybody's playing nice again. And the stock market's doing well. And Donald Trump, once again, has pulled the strings appropriately, it appears, to anybody who's honest enough to admit it. And he's gotten China to start heading in the direction that he would like them to go.
Well, what the American people need to realize is that without, I was having this discussion this morning with someone here locally, without the American market for China, they have a big problem. They cannot support the unlimited growth that they've had in the past. They need economic growth every year just to stop the peasants from revolting. So, you know, there's no way they can do that. So their government will fall if Trump shuts the U.S. consumer.
All right.
That's the Trump card he holds. Pardon the pun.
Pretty important Trump card for Trump. The right Bauer, it seems. Todd Wood, editor-in-chief of Czarism.com, predecessor for the Washington Times, and author of the financial thriller Currency, which is available right now at all fine book dealers and so forth. A great story, power, romance, revenge, all the good things in there. He's live from Albania today, so we had a little bit of a hiccup on the line there. But Todd, always great talking to you, my friend.
Take care. Cheers.
There you go. Todd Wood, everybody. A quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.